Welcome to this performance of Waldo's Circus of Magic and Terror, written by Hattie Naylor and Jamie Bedard, and directed by Claire Hodgson, Billy Alwyn and Jenny Davis, with music by Charles Hazelwood. The performance lasts for about 2 hours, including an interval, and will be described by Willie Elliott. Waldo's Circus of Magic and Terror takes place in a travelling circus in Germany in 1933. There's a single set that remains unchanged for the whole of the performance, with alterations in lights and the addition of pieces of furniture or circus equipment taking us from one location to another. As you take your seat, this stage is open to you. It's a wide space with plenty of room for circus acts to perform in. We're inside the big top. The back wall is a painted backdrop illustrating the centre of the tent roof, as though we are looking high up from the middle of the ring. The roof is blue and patterned with a myriad of red stars. In front of the backdrop, a set of bleachers arcs around the back of the space from left to right, with 6 rows of bench seats where audience might sit. Above the bleachers, a raised platform houses a band of musicians, with the keyboard and percussion on the left, the drummer in the centre, and a guitarist on the right. Beneath the drummer, an exit covered with red velvet lights and bordered with light bulbs leads through the bleachers to the world outside, whilst others on the left and right lead to other parts of the circus. There's a mixed heritage company of 12 disabled and non-disabled performers, some of whom play more than one role. The costume design reflects a period in which the play is set, but adds a modern twist, giving the piece a sense of timelessness. The costumes are based on the 1920s designs of the Ballet Russe, performers wearing a base layer like a onesie with more over the top as they move from their performance costumes to everyday wear. Circus costumes are decorated with pom-poms, soft ruffs and flowers, whilst the band are in leather jackets influenced by military design combined with jeans and big boots. Waldo is the owner and ringmaster of the circus. He's a stocky framed man in his 50s with a bald head and round face. He uses a manual wheelchair and dresses in a rather dowdy version of a traditional ringmaster's costume, a red coat over a white shirt, gold waistcoat, black trousers and black leather shoes, with a black topper on his head and black gloves. Peter is a downtrodden ring boy and Waldo's son, who spends most of his time sweeping up after one show and preparing for the next. Played by a woman, Peter is a fresh-faced young man in his 20s, with light brown hair pulled back severely off his pale face. He wears an aquamarine-coloured jacket over a white T-shirt and blue trousers held up with braces. Rennie is around the same age as Peter, often looking at him with an intense gaze. He's an aerialist, performing on the trapeze, crossing his legs and strapping them together with a belt. Rennie wears a lilac, purple and red ombre stretchy leotard embellished with matching coloured frills. This is paired with red flowing trousers and red socks. Rennie's a manual wheelchair user with a short torso, long muscular arms and a thick mop of hair. He's a confident, flamboyant character and one of the most skilled and experienced in the circus. A new performer to the company is Dara, who's in his 30s, with a slim build and sharp-featured face. He has a messy shock of strawberry blonde hair and moves with a strange grace and gentleness, despite his ragged appearance. He always seems poised and listening intently. Dara is a juggler who spends a lot of the time in the background perfecting his act, juggling bowler hats from his head to his elbow and high into the air. The bowler hats are part of his character. A white-faced hobo clown whose clothes may have once been fine and formal and probably belonged to several different people. For now, they are frayed, mismatched, oversized and undersized. His trousers are high-waisted and he wears a long tailcoat. Another clown is Dora. Dora has short ginger hair in a bob to her collar and blue eyes. She wears a red and white flowery calf-length dress with a green trim with grey socks and brown shoes. She also wears a brown checked pinny over her dress and a juggling hat. Later, she wears a grey shirt with a red patterned neckerchief, baggy blue denim trousers and her juggling hat. Mish and Mosh are a clown double act who are both deaf and use British Sign Language to communicate. They dress similarly. Mish has light brown skin with long waist-length extensions and a slender frame. Mosh is white with short hair and black-framed glasses. They wear grey suits with baggy pants and tailcoats with a diamond harlequin pattern. They have a large tulle red and grey ruff around their collars and cone-shaped hats on their heads. Krista is the star of the show. In her 20s, Krista is short-statured with pale skin and a round face. Her ankle-length dress is pink silk with a sequined applique that catches a light as she moves, and she wears under a gathered grey tulle waistcoat. Queenie is a seer and fortune-teller. When not looking into the future, Queenie is a contortionist, pressing up from the floor in a crab, standing on the tips of her ballet point shoes, or flipping onto handstands. Her costume blends from green to gold, a loose-fitting top that flares out from the bust to the waist, and harem pants. She wears her dark hair pulled into a ponytail and pulls on a long fur coat to go out. Vatslav is a strong man of Waldo Circus. He's dressed in a fitted purple wrestling-style singlet with a low neckline, with a pair of baggy red silk shorts, banded at the waist with a wide gold belt and dark boots. He's tall, with a waxed moustache and dark hair slicked perfectly into a side parting. Gerhard and Margot, a brother and sister, visit the circus. Gerhard is a tall, athletic white man in his 30s with short dark hair. He wears a white linen suit over a white shirt and yellow tie. Later, in his circus gear, he wears a leotard made of jersey material with an added sparkle of sequined applique. Margot is a stern-faced, serious woman, more concerned with how others see her respected position as a doctor. She dresses smartly in a cream linen skirt suit and round wire-framed glasses. Joseph Benowitz, a tall man with brown slicked-back hair, is a manager and owner of a successful static circus and rival to Waldo. He's dressed in an immaculately presented red ringmaster's outfit with a top hat and dark smart shoes. Later, he's dressed in a white civilian shirt and dark trousers. Wilhelm is a man who seems to be the most drunk of his trio of brown shirts. He sways, trying to keep his footing, as if a string is attached to the top of his head, just about holding him upright. He wears a brown shirt in uniform with his two allies, Otto and Kurt. The performance has integrated British Sign Language interpretation from Max Markovich. Although they are unnamed in the script, they are there to embody all non-signing characters, the music and the sense of time passing, an outside eye looking back on the events and the story. Max is a white non-binary person with shoulder-length blue hair and a black beard. They use a power wheelchair. Other characters are played by the company and will be described as they appear. Cast and production credits. Waldo is played by Gary Robson. Peter by Tilly Lee Cronick. Rennie, Johnny Leach. Gerhard, Lawrence Swaddle. Dara, Ryan Murphy. Dora, Joanne Haynes. Mish, Raphael Julian. Mosh, Brooklyn Melvin. Krista, Abby Purvis. Queenie and Margot, Mirabelle Grimaud. Vatslav and Joseph Benowitz, Jack Reitman. British Sign Language interpreter, Max Markovich. The band are Dave Johns, associate musical director and guitars, Harriet Riley, percussion, Johnny Reach, drums. Sound design is by Andy Rose. Lighting designer, Katie Morrison. Set and costume designer, Ty Green. Composer and music director, Charles Hazelwood. Choreography is by Vicky Igbokwe Ozoagu. Waldo Circus of Magic and Terror was written by Hattie Naylor and Jamie Bedard and directed by Billy Alwyn, Claire Hodgson and Jenny Davis.